They say the universe is constantly heading toward disorder, and I believe it. Walls go up, walls come down, buildings crumble, governments fall, civilizations collapse, stars explode. People live, people die. On and on it goes. Everything falls apart. Please don't think I'm a pessimist. These are just the facts. I am, truth be told, an optimist. Otherwise, I would not set my alarm for after midnight when I'm sure Joe is sleeping. And I would not sneak out the side door behind the kitchen. And I would not bike 6 miles in the dark to the farmland behind my old home to pull the data from my brother's radio telescope. But I do. I do all of this every few nights because I am an optimist. I leave my bike at the side of the house, hidden by the wide front porch, the swing creaking in the breeze. There's still a split rail fence from when this place had horses, and a faint scent of hay remains. Something I only really noticed once I was gone. There are lights in the distance, to my left, from the neighborhood jutting up against our property. But to my right, it's all darkness, untouchable forest. There's no light on the footpath to the old stable, now makeshift observatory, behind the house, and I don't want to turn on the outside house lights in case someone sees. On the off chance one of the neighbors notices that something's happening at the Jones house and calls Joe. The night is hot and sticky, and I could really use the air conditioning, a drink of water from the faucet, and the bathroom, in that order. Joe may have cut the TV, the phone, and the internet, but he can't shut down the electricity yet. Hard to show a house in the middle of Virginia during June without the air on. The realtor must have had the locks changed last week, but she didn't know about Elliot's window around back. He'd reconfigured the mechanism when we first moved in, so the window tilted in and out instead of sliding up and down. And he'd sacrificed the locks for the design. So if I used the deck railing, I could reach up and push at the top, and then the bottom would swing open. He was always tinkering with things, down to the smallest detail. Bedroom windows, before he got to radio telescopes. I feel my way through Elliot's room. None of the furniture where I remember it. Someone, the realtor, I guess, thought to turn this room into an office. Really, no amount of staging can change what people already know about this house. Our house has a quirky layout. It was probably designed as a sprawling ranch with 3 bedrooms and the living areas on the main floor. But there's a newer second-story loft that must have been added on after the fact, which now holds a storage area and an entertainment room. It's where I used to bring my friends to hang out. But I haven't touched the second floor since the day I moved. Walking from Elliot's room, I wait until I'm out in the hall to turn on the flashlight I've brought, keeping the beam away from the windows. The hall and the living room look much the same as when I last lived here, 6 months ago. Except all the photos of us have been hidden away. There must have been a showing recently, because someone has finally closed the kitchen cabinets. But I smile, picturing a family standing at the edge of the kitchen, seeing all the empty cabinets swung open in an eerie formation, imagining the chill making its way up their backs. I don't believe in ghosts, but it helps that other people do.